Happy spring. I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. And today we're going to talk about one of the toughest pests to control in your garden, especially if you're trying to grow apples or pears without worms in them. The pest is coddling moth. Coddling moth larvae are the cause of the infamous worm in the apple or pear, and is the immature stage of a small moth. This pest spends the winter as a mature larvae in a pupal case on the trunks of trees or in the debris around the home orchard. When the spring temperatures start to rise in March, the pupae mature, and the adult moths begin emerging in late May to early April. The moths mate and lay eggs on the leaves. Those eggs hatch several weeks to about a month later, and then the larvae almost immediately bore into the small fruits that are just beginning to develop. To control coddling moth with insecticide sprays, you have to apply the spray onto the larvae just after it hatches and before it actually bores into the fruit. Once it gets inside the fruit, it's protected from any insecticidal treatments. This requires very careful timing. The spray is applied well before the larvae hatch or after the larvae bore into the fruit won't be effective at all. Though not as accurate as timing using more complicated day-degree models and pheromone traps, you can time effective sprays by regularly monitoring the fruit for the first stings on the fruit. Stings are entry points of the larvae, and you can see tiny mounds of reddish-brown frass, or insect poop. You should start looking for them around 3 to 4 weeks after the trees bloom, and then spray as soon as you see that first sting. Effective homeowner spray products for coddling moth include spinosad, carbaryl, and coddling moth granulosis virus called Sidex. Sidex is the safest product for use around bees and other beneficial insects, but really isn't available in many stores. You may have to purchase that product online. Spinosad is an organically acceptable product that's very safe for people, for pets, and the environment, although it's somewhat more toxic to beneficials than Sidex. Spinosad can be made even more effective by adding a 1% horticultural oil to the spray mixture. After the first spray, two additional sprays will be required at 10-day intervals. Carbaryl, also known as 7, is effective, and it doesn't need to be sprayed as often, but it's quite harmful to natural enemies and to bees. For those of you who don't want to use any insecticides at all, I suggest covering selected fruits with a paper bag, a paper lunch bag, about 4 to 6 weeks after bloom, when the fruit's about a half to an inch in diameter. Just cut a small slit in the bottom of a paper bag and slip it over the fruit. Then staple the open portion of the bag shut, and you will have 100% control of coddling moth. Take the bag off about a week before harvest. A few other things you can do to reduce coddling moth in your home orchard is to thin your apples to one apple per cluster. The coddling moth larvae likes to sting the apples where the two meet. You can also make sure to clean up any fallen fruit, and this will reduce the number of coddling moths in the next generation. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.